British trade unions are traditionally deeply uncertain about becoming involved in politics. The use of industrial power in the UK for political ends has traditionally been seen as illegitimate. This originates in a fear of legal restraint, a concern for the unity of the union movement, and the fact that the Labour Party exists. Trade unions and the Labour Party generally make a clear distinction between industrial and political spheres. The unions have generally confined themselves to a focus on members' economic interests, particularly better wages and improved conditions. Traditionally, there has been fragmentation and complexity in the organisation of British trade unions. There have been craft unions representing skilled workers, such as engineers and electricians. There have been general and industrial unions like the Transport and General Workers Union and the National Union of Mine Workers. And finally, there have been white-collar or professional unions, such as the National Union of Teachers and Unison. Historically, this has meant that bargaining and decision-making structures were spread around, since many different unions represented the workforce of a single company. This also meant that control of the members by the leadership was difficult, and there have been many unofficial strikes in the post-war period. The Trade Union Congress is a federation of unions and includes the vast majority of unions. Its aim is to create common policies and campaign for its members. However, it has little power over those member unions. Trends in British unions show that in recent years, many smaller unions have been taken over or merged with larger unions, meaning the total number of unions has declined. We can also see that women are more highly unionised than men, and that the public sector is more unionised than the private sector. Additionally, there are proportionately more full-time than part-time workers in unions, and more people join unions in bigger workplaces than in smaller ones.